Go ahead, for sending it to me. Yeah, thank you. Beginning of Parshas Ve'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Ani shamati nakas b'nei Yisrael the dalad l'shoyne shel geula, and it's to tell Klal Yisrael, and it says v'lo shomu el Moshe mikoytze ruach v'avoyde kosher. Okay, so afterward, Klal Yisrael was unable to hear the besuas, the gevaldika besuas over here, the dalad l'shoyne shel geula, tiyas mitzrayim, matan Torah. So meforshim shtel that in the end of Parsha Shemois, Moshe Rabbeinu also told them about the geula, and what does it say over there? Vayamin ha'om. It says they came to Klal Yisrael, they told them that there's going to be Yetzias Mitzrayim, they made the Oisos. Vayamin ha'om vayishmu'u ki pokat Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chiro es onyom vayikdu vayishtachavu. They were mekabel with emuno. They were moide v'yishtachava. Like what happened? All of a sudden, the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, Moshe Rabbeinu comes again. V'loi shomu el Moshe. All of a sudden, something changed. So what changed? Have to look what happened in between. What happened in between was when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Parah at the end of Shmois and told him that Elokei Ivrim Nikrei Leinu to go out. So Parah said they're getting slack in their work. So Memela, there was a koyve to avoida. Parah was goyzer loisit loisay sifun loisay teven. And they still have to make the same maskoines halavim tichboid ho avoido al ho anoshim the yasubo. They should do the avoida kveido the al yishu bedivrei shokip. It's interesting. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shmois is mevaser and vayamen ha'om vayishtachavu, and then there's a tremendous increase in koyved ho avoida. And they lost it, and now they can't hear. What was it before? What caused it? Something caused this. Pshuto shel mikra is the koyved avoida. So say like this one pshat. There's a medrash before the pshuto shel mikra. The medrash says at the end of Shemois. What does it mean? Tichboid ho avoido al ho anoshim. Tichboid ho avoido va al yishu bedivrei shoker. The medrash says as follows: Melameid shehoyu biyodoy megillos, shehoyu mishtashim bohem mishabbos l'shabbos. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim had tzforim. They had megillos. Yeah, gemoras they didn't have, but Torah delay they had. They had megillos. They had Megillah Shohayu Mishtashim Bohem Mishabbos L'Shabbos. They used to sit on Shabbos and learn. And in the Megillah is Loimash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyalin L'fi Shohayu Nochen B'Shabbos. Number one, they were Nochen B'Shabbos. How was that? How were they Nochen B'Shabbos? They had Shabbos off. Shabbos was a day off in Mitzrayim. The tour in Hilchos Shabbos, the tour is one of the best Pirushim ala tefillah. Tour goes through every tefillah, many old tefillahs. Rachopotim in tefillah Shabbos, you ever want to know pshat in the tefillah? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, you start with a tour. So the tour says pshat, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, means, because Moshe ben Mitzrayim, he went to Paran and he said, this is not the way to work slaves. You work them 7 days straight, they're going to collapse. You want to have the best, you got to give them a day off. A day off. Every so often you have to have like a day off, a day for Chazorah. Every so often. one day later. Otherwise, there's a chashash of tichbod ha'avodah. So Pari said, I hear. What do you suggest? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, how about Shabbos? It was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. Shabbos is ro'i to be the day off of Klal Yisrael Mustama. Because Yishbois Elokim by Yom HaShvi'i. So Pari agreed. So on Shabbos, they had a day off. What did they do? They learned. They had Megillas. And they learned from these Megillas. Interesting, what were those? What did it say in those Megillas? What was it? Al Yishu B'divrei Shoker. We'll see in a second. What did it say in those Megillas? How was one supposed to know? Where do you look? If you want to find, where do you look for something? What? Emes Liakov. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, it's his territory, these things, like what they learned in Shem Ve'Ever, what they learned in these Megillas, he knew, Yaakov knew. So he says he's Mesha'er, that stating what Bava Basar Yud Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechaber Yud Aleph Mizmorim Shel Tehillim. 11 Kapitloch in Tehillim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mechaber. So Mestama, he was Mechaber already then? What was it? That's a, he's, it's a Chiddush, different reasons, but I call upon him. What was the Yud Aleph Mizmorim? It starts from Mizmor Tzadi, Kapitel Tzadi, Lechun Ranana. From there 11 on. Basically, it's the Yud Aleph Mizmorim that we say on Shabbos. So that they had. They basically had Kabbalah Shabbos. They had Kabbalah Shabbos. You want to know how they survived? Because they had a Kalbach Kabbalah Shabbos in Mitzrayim. That was Koidem Matan Torah. That's all it takes. That's all. So they had. That's number one. He also says, Reb Yankiv, that in the Megillus was Sefer Iyov, the story of Iyov. Iyov was Ba'oisei's man. What's interesting is, in the Anaf Yosef here in the Medrash, he brings from the Sefer Ma'ori Naim, also was a historian as that. And the Ma'ori Naim, it says, Kosov B'Shem Oregano, parentheses, Chochem Godel Kadmoin Me'eis Rabbeinu HaKodesh, this man of Rebbe, Kimotzo b'megillas kadmoinim, shemoyshe Rabbeinu hayomoylech umevi biyodov sefer Iyov lekol echod mizikne Yisrael. He went around to each person, brought them sefer Iyov. Why was that? Leman yishmu v'leman yilmedu ki yesh tikva lekol boiteach b'shem she'acher hara yikabel toiv v'chesed mimenu. That's the limud from sefer Iyov. So zok there, that was the Megillas in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yaakov was mechaven to this Chochem Godel. Not bad. Ma'ori Naim brings this down. But I call upon him, so what they had in Mitzrayim was they had Shabbos was a day off, and they had Kabbalah Shabbos, Menuchas HaShabbos, and they had a Seder. They learned. So the Medrash says that Paroi, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, we want to go out, Paroi's advice though is, they have too much time to think. So Mameila Tichbar Davoide, he took away two things. He took away the Shabbos, and he took away the Seder on Shabbos. No more learning. They're getting other ideas over here. Omar Lohen, Paroi, Tichbad Ho Avoido, Al Ho Anoshim, V'yasubo, number one, Tichbar Davoide, V'al Yishu B'divrei Shoker. What's the word Yishu? V'al Yishu. You'll take a look at Rashi. Harashi Fataych is over there. But here in the Pirush on the side of the Medrash says, Yishu is Miloshin Lule Sayroscha Sha'ashuim. Yishu is Miloshin Sha'ashuim. Here's Apshat. What is Sha'ashuim? How do you translate Sha'ashuim? What's Lule Sayroscha Sha'ashuim? It's a toy. That's how they translate it. It means it's Gishmak, like a little child playing with a new Gishmak, a toy. That's how it should look like when you're learning the sugi in the morning, Rabbi Yisai. Look, he gets a new toy, and he's all into it, and having a great time. Don't bother me now, I'm having a good time. That's the Shashum Shel Torah. He said, that's not Parichaptis. Parichapt Al Yishu B'Divrei Shoker. He chapt, what are they doing over here? This is not camp. It looks like a camp over here. They're having a great time. I was walking, after Shia, I walk out. I always tell the Olam Rosh, the Olam knows I rush after Shia. Not really rush, I just have 90 seconds to get to my ride. That's it. Sometimes I make the take have a ride, otherwise I take the bus. And so sometimes I walk. I'm usually like the last one on the bus when I go on the bus. I sit at the bus. Sometimes the bus driver starts leaving. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like that I'm there for some reason. Because I'm walking. I know he leaves 1:15, and I walk on at 1:14 and 45 seconds, which is fine. I make it every day. He's there, and here I am walking down on to go up to. It makes him. Anyway, so usually I'm walking, there's no oilam with me. It's for kashas and shia. So a few weeks I get on the bus, and he says, "You have to run quicker to the bus. You're sitting there schmoozing with your friends over there, with the chevra over there, and I'm really waiting to leave." He says, and don't say you're learning, because that's not learning. I know what learning looks like. He says, don't tell me there's learning going on. I know what I saw the way you were talking to them. That's not learning. Wow, that was the best compliment I got in a long time. What do you say? Wow, it made my day. Made my day. So Bekitzer, so what did they lose? What did they lose? What changed from the end of Shmois to the Eira is, number one, they lost, the Miriam's focus is on the Shabbos part. They lost Shabbos. Menuchas HaShabbos. They lost the Menuchas HaNefesh to Shabbos. You can't think straight. If you don't have Shabbos once a week, you can't think straight the whole week. And number two, the Limud HaTorah, the Seder of Shashum Shel Torah. Memela, because of that, it was Tich Badav. Memela, the Avodah became much heavier to them. And Memela, that's it. Le Shomuel Moshe Mikoytze Ruach. Torah is Marcheves. A person comes in. What do you say? Sometimes you feel unsettled and you can't think straight. Whatever else goes, you sit down, open up a Gemara, Omer Abaye, Boi Reb Zeira, Tokfa Echot Befaneinu Mahu Gemara Rashi. The reason why I come in sometimes and I grab a chavrusa, I say, just sit down, live with me. That's why. I have to relax, I have to chill a little bit before you sit down. It has Yishuv Hadas, so you can think straight. That's what does it. Try it. Just read Gemara, Rashi. They lost that. Akoponim, that's why there was Mikoytze Ruach. Why say that's why it was Mikoytze Ruach? Lamaisa, there's another Nakuda over here, which is interesting. When Paroi, at the end of Parsha Shemois, besides taking away Shabbos and the Limud HaTorah on Shabbos, which we once spoke about, that Limud HaTorah on Shabbos is special. That's different than Leinitnu Shabbos is El Elastic B'Torah. That's why the Elio Rabbah says that Motzah Shabbos, when the Neshama Yisera, because everyone gets a Neshama Yisera Koidim Shabbos, if the Shabbos it goes back up to Shemayim. And the Elio Rabbah brings that they ask the Neshama Yisera, when you go back, tell me something that was Neschadish on Shabbos, Torah. Give me a shtickle, give me a good word on the Parsha. There's a bechina on the Neshama Yisera. So I'm imagining that all our Zedas, your ancestors and Zedas, they come around to hear. It's a chabura. The Neshama Yisera says a chabura, Matzah Shabbos. You know that? It doesn't have to be a major shtickel Torah, but something that there was something I didn't know. I learned on Shabbos, something that a new vort I hear, something that became clear. You have to have something to say. You don't want to get up and have anything. And if something. And the Mishnah, who brings that? The Bialocha says, Misha ein biyodei lechadish. What about if I can? Learn something new that you didn't learn before. That you didn't learn before. It should be new. You come up with a... What's it over? The Kaf HaChaim adds on that there's another question that yes, the Neshama Yisera. What's the other question? It's two questions. The second question is, tell me something good that you ate. What was the best thing you ate on Shabbos? That's interesting. Because the reason is that the Neshama Yisera has two functions. Neshama Yisera means a seichel Yisera, like Rashi Shita, the Ibn Ezra says it means a seichel. Person has a higher level seichel. Rashi in Beitza brings down Neshama Yisera, it's marchev that a person could eat more on Shabbos than during the week. Rashi says, Neshama Yisera gives a person to eat in a certain way that he was not able to during the week. So Mamela, that's the purpose. Neshama Yisera comes back, let me hear what... You have to make sure there's something good. Good on Shabbos. If you look at the pasuk. How was Paray? What did Paray do at the end of Shemois? He took away Shabbos. He took away Al Yishu b'Devei Shoker. How was he machbid the avoda? Let me get one nekud. How was he machbid the avoda? L'chor, he could have doubled the amount of bricks, the amount of levenim. Could have doubled it. Maskoines halavenim. He said lo sigru umimenu, no less. Maskoines means an amount. It's an amount. The word maskoines, it's a certain like amount. I think in Ivrit, what does matkonet mean? What? Means a recipe. I think it also means what? It means a recipe. What?
Spell the food?
No. 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 It means a recipe. What else? What else does it mean? A pattern? Like a pattern of something. It's also called matkonet? I think so. Like a pattern of colors. It's a certain, I think so. Matkonet. But it comes from here. It's a certain cheshbon that fits into something. It's called matkonet. There's another place you say this. You don't even know. You don't even know. Where? So may you know?
Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos. Wow. See, young Bacher knows. He knows. In Musaf and Shabbos, Tikanta Shabbos. What does Tikanta mean? So I think most people think Tikanta means like a Miloshan Takono. But that's with a kuf. Tof kuf. It doesn't say, it's not a Loshon of Takona. It says with a chof. Miloshon. The Meforshim say, take a look at the Meforshim on the tour, the Noise Kalim there. Tikanta is Miloshon Matkonet. The word recipe is not meduyik over here, but it means the korbonos was a certain, maybe, recipe that was prescribed specifically for Shabbos. And this is it. This is the Shabbos recipe. That's what that mein. That's what tikanta Shabbos means. You know that? That's what it means. Tikanta Shabbos. Ratzisuk. It's going on the korbanos. Tikanta Shabbos. Ratzisuk korbanosel. Im sidur nesel v'chulu. Akoponim. Pari didn't up the amount of levenim. What did he do? Lo soisifun lo sois teven laom lilboin halavenim kitmi. Took away the teven v'kash. Think about it a second. There are two ways to up the work. More, make more. Or, no, don't give them tevin v'kash. What makes more sense? Depends what you're interested in. If you want more of a tayelis, you want more buildings and more bricks, so just up the amount. Pari didn't up the amount. He just, that wasn't the point. The point wasn't to get more buildings. It was to make it harder. To make it harder for them to work. Same amount. Took away, but the Nakuda Rabbis have taken away of Tevin Vakash is take away from them the Yecholes to make the Levenim. A person has tools to make bricks. You have to make a certain amount of bricks. Take away the tools. You have to figure it out on your own. It's not just more work. Not just more. It's taking away your koiches to do it. In the Shemi Shmuel he brings from the Avnei Nezer over here, he goes through Dalad Lashoni Shel Geula, the Dalad Lashoni is connected different parts of the Gol, it's going connected to Dalad Golias, and he says the Golas HaAcharoim is the Tichbat HaAvoida. Tichbat HaAvoida is the Golas HaAcharoim. And a chelik of the Tichbat HaAvoida is two things. The Nakuda that I want to mention, I'll say what he says, and the clue that I want to mention is that in the Golos Achroim that goes on, people of Miyayish, we don't believe that we have the Kalim to be big, to succeed. It's not just the Yetzer Hara of I'm lazy, I'd rather do other things. Maybe once upon a time, that was the Iki Yetzer Hara. I'd rather do that than learn. I'd rather do that than... This is more geschmack. Sometimes Avera has a geschmack. The geschmackheit was more than kaviyochel, the schar being nimna. But today, not dafka, it's much deeper than that. It's that we don't believe in ourselves that we really have the koiches and the kalim to do it. in learning. Do you have a goal maybe to finish the Masechta? Put in some time, half the Masechta? No. Why? Because it takes too much time, it's too much work? No. I don't believe that I can do it. I don't believe that I can put in the time. To get a certain klarkeit in the sugya, which is mechayev, real good chaz, going into it, no, I don't think I can do it. Certain decisions that we make today, coming back another zman, coming back another year, even as man. So once upon a time, we decision, yeah, it's a choshev asach, but whatever reason, today people don't believe in themselves that I don't know if I could do it. That's, Rabbi said, that's the tevin v'kash that was taken away from us. Like Reb Tzadok says, it's said over very, very much, even though you have to know, one time you look it up to see exactly what he means over there. I'm saying over, not Reb Tzadok meant, but what the Velt says Reb Tzadok meant, that Reb Tzadok says, Kishem shemitzvah lahamin b'kodesh boruch hu, there's a mitzvah lahamin ba'atzmoy. That's what's brought down from him. Only Reb Tzadok could say this. Mitzvah semuna. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah you, then you have the koichas. Then you have the koichas. And if a person doesn't have that, if he thinks he doesn't have the kelim, then that's the mishunadik koishi avoda. We're weak. So a person has to have a certain emuna. When you get up in the morning and you make one of the birchas hashachar, which bracha? Sha'osa li kol tzarki. That's what it is. That bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu sha'osa li kol tzarki. You gave me everything I need to succeed today and every day. Any nisayin I have today, I have the. Listen, you have bechira. Now you choose, but you have it. You have what you need to succeed today. That is a chelik of the Avnei Nezer. It says like this, that the Golas HaAchron has the tichbat avoida. I till now I was my dogish. The tichbat avoida was the no tevin bekash. He says kvedus avoida means that it's constant avoida, that you have no time to sit and think kayadua from the Mesilas Yeshorim. Mesilas Yeshorim already says it clearly, as clear as anyone can say it. He says, Atzas Pare was bilbul, says the Avnei Nezer. This, you can't focus on a Shmoneh Esrei. How long is a Shmoneh Esrei? Some places it's 8 minutes or 9 minutes. If you have a tzibur that's not going to stand for that, so it's less, 5 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever it is. We can't concentrate the full Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah? You can't concentrate a full Shmoneh Esrei. You can't. The Bracha Rishayna is hard. A full Seder. So says the Avnei Nezer that Paroi's kunz was they should be so busy working with this and always worried about kash. Where's the kash? Tevin. Next step. One thing to the other. You're so busy. You don't have any time to sit and think. Geula voitesi v'itzalti. This golus, and the Avnei Nezer says it. He says that's the golus we're in now. And Rabbi Yisai, who could understand that better than this generation? Speaking of a technology, not besides the bad things. It's Rabbi Yisai, we walk around with phones, and forget about the smartphones, regular phones. It should be the most kosher and mahudadik phone. But where's your phone? This pocket, that pocket. You're sitting down and learning. How many times do you see someone buzzing in the middle of Seder? Yeah, it's a kosher. Forget the texting and everything, and the WhatsApp and everything. But the phones. I want you to try something, and you won't enjoy it until you try it. One time, before you go into the base medrash, find a place, empty out your pockets. From everything. No money, no keys, no pens. Unless there's an emergency, you have to hold the pen. No phone. Just no change. Empty. Put it all in a bag and put the bag somewhere. Go in. It's Bodakum, I'm telling you, Mitzvah Hanasayin. It's Bodakum Manusa. You'll be more focused and you'll see. I learned this from a big, big, big Talmud Chacham, Shalom Feldman, the Shalmei Toida. He wrote Svarim, unbelievable. So in his shul, he had a shul, and there's a shelf over there, right outside the door. And they leave the shelf. What was that shelf? Whenever he walked in, he would empty out everything in his pockets and put it on the shelf. Go in to daven or to learn. And then when he came out, he put it back in. So the person who was telling me this, he said, you have to come and see the shelf. So I asked him, I said, what was the inyan? So he started telling me, he thought that maybe it's like when you don't go into Harabayis with your money belt and your shoes and your makel, so covered. I said, that's not why. I know his form. I never met him, but I know his form. Just read this form, you can see it. It wasn't that. He wanted to be totally focused. Nothing else. That's Rabbi said, that's a way to get out of the tichbat avodah. Okay. Number one. It's another nekuda. We mentioned one short thing, and then I saw a shade of art from Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, so Shane Avort from the Chassam Sofer, he brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin by the Tzvardeya, the Makkah Tzvardim. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Akiva Oymar Tzvardeya Achas Hoysa, big Tzvardeya came out, the Hishritza Umola Kol Ha'oretz. And somehow from this Tzvardeya came out, from its mouth, from it just came out swarms and swarms of frogs. If they were frogs or crocodiles, machlokes rishonim, but it came out. Some Rabbeinu B'chai learned it was crocodiles. Right? It's machlokes rishonim. What's a tzvardeya? Rabbeinu B'chai is talking about at the end of the Makkah, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, he'll get rid of all the tzvardim, rak by yor tishareno. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says, ad hayoim hazeh, the most tzvardim, the place that has the most infected tzvardim is Egypt. Why is that? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu said in his tefillah, rak by yor tishareno. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the tefillah is Torah. So it's till today. I'm not sure. Maybe the oilam went to Egypt. It's bavus that there's crocodiles there. Frogs also, maybe. Don't know. You were there? You went around in Egypt? Rabbi Kiva says it was one tzvardeya. And they came up and it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Omar le'i Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Akiva, malecho eitz al agoda. So what are you doing darshaning agoda? Klach midabro isecha. Stop. Leich Eitzel Negoim V'Oyelus. What's happening in Darshaning Jewish Divrei Agada? Go back to Negoim V'Oyelus. Says Rabbi Elazar, the Richter Kapshat is Tzvardeya Achas Hoyo. Shorko, it gave like a noise, a whistle. Shorko Lem, it called all its friend and family. And all the other Tzvardeya, it says Mikol Ha'oretz, Mikol Ha'oylam, the Zagir, so they all came to Mitzrayim. So you want to have a machloikis, what the Pshat, how Makas Tzvardeya is fine. What's his taina? Come with a taina, Rabbi Ki. What's his taina? Leich eitzel, malacho eitzel agoda. It's an interesting taina. So he says, what was the taina, Rabbi Kiva? You want to argue? Slug him up. So he says like this. He says, Shein Pshat. Says the Chantofi like this. The etzem, the Gemara says, Sochem dafnun gimel amud beis. It says, it's Yidua, Dorish turdas ishuaymi. The Gemara Darshan, by Hanani, Mishol, and Azariah, when they went into the Kivshana Eish, be'etzem they weren't mechuyev. And why'd they go in? Nosu kal v'choymeh me'atzman. They made a kal v'choymeh. Ma'at sefardeya she'ein mitzuva al kiddush Hashem. Sefardeya, they're not mitzuva in kiddush. They weren't mitzuva to jump into the burning hot ovens. And afal pikein, they went, onu shonu mitzuva al kiddush Hashem. So, kal v'choymeh. That's why they went in. So it says that they went, and how do you know they went into that they went? Because the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Boyal Pirat, Vishorat Hayor Tzfardim, Olu Bebeisecho, Vichadar Mishkovecho, Al Mitoisecho, Ubitanurecho, Ubimisharoisecho, in your ovens and the dough. So the Gemara Darshans, when are the Mishorois next to the Tanur? When the Tanur is still hot, because it's just baked. So if it's saying the Tanur, and the Mishorois Echo is the Tanner when the Mishorois are next to the Tanner when it's hot. Hot, they went into the hot Tanner. Kupar Mitzidua, the Shagasari, yes, Shagasari is Kasha. He says, they want Mitzvah. Didn't they want Mitzvah? Hashem said, go into the ovens. What does it mean? Matzvah, they didn't have Mitzvah, they went in. Anachlu Shem Mitzvah and Al-Kiddush Hashem. They want Mitzvah. Since Yedua, he asked the Kasha, and the Vilna Goyin was there when he was 7 years old. And the Vilna Goyin answered that Avada, there was a tzivui, but not to each one. Each Tzvadeh had a choice. Listen, I can go either in the boiling hot oven or in the mita, under the warm pillows. Mustama, they had good pillows over there, Mitzrayim. Which one should I do? you didn't have to pick the oven. So they were, each individual tzadeh was namat. That's says the Shagasari. He picked him up and he kissed him on his head, gave him a brocha. He liked the pshat. Imriyemez, I saw, says a different pshat. Imriyemez zok the pshat. He says it doesn't say to go into the. It says there was a tzivut to go into the oven, but there's no tzivut to go in when it's hot. It's a drosha. It says tanur and misharos. Now usually the misharos are next to the tanur when the tanur is hot. So you can get from the tzivu that the Rotan Hashem was when the Tanur said, there's no tzivu. It didn't say go into the hot oven. You have to make a drusha. The Tzfarteya understood this hekish. They made a hekish. It wasn't a mefusha tzivu. They made a hekish over here. This drusha, Eimasai Mishareis Mitzuyin, the Tzfarteya chapt. Hashem didn't tell him go into a hot oven. Go into the oven, go with Akoponim. So it wasn't Lehedi the Katsivri. So, like this, Tzfardeim were the Malamid. Where did Chanani Mishael Vazari learn Kiddush Hashem from? The Tzfardeya. The Tzfardeya, by the way, is a Miyuchad de Kebriya that is Mekade Shem Shamayim. They were the Malamid for Mesiris Nefesh. I once saw in a medrash somewhere, I think it was a medrash, I can't remember right now, but that there's a certain animal that can only eat things from the water, yet it can't go into the water. Don't remember which animal it is. It's an animal. So it stands by the water and hungry. The tzvardim jump out of the water into its mouth so it can eat. Only the tzvardeh. No other animal will do that. But frogs will do that. So you're at the point. Hashem created this animal, has to eat. And someone got to jump out of the water into its mouth. Tzvardeh does it. Tzvardeh is Mesiris Nefesh. Meaning,
what? How does that work with crocodiles?
If it's crocodiles, how does it work? Crocodiles. That should be the question. Are they the... Maybe I'm not sure if it's the same family. It could be it's the same family. Are they? Tzfardeya and frogs? Anyone?
No.
Because it's reptiles and amphibians, you're sure? I was once by a shiur by Ibn Noach Weinberg Zatzal, and he was talking about the MS proving the Torah and science, and he spoke about there's only one, Moshe Rabbeinu said there's only one animal in the world that has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud, the chazer. I mean, every year they're finding new animals and new animals and new animals, and they never found another one. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So one guy raises his hand and says it's not true. The hippopotamus has split hooves and does not chew its cud. You didn't know that. The hippopotamus also. So he wasn't sure what to say. The guy said, I'm going to argue about him. So there happened to be There was someone else in that shiur. I was 17 years old when I went. There was a zoologist in the shiur, believe it or not. And the zoologist calls out that they're from the same family. A chazer, a pig and a hippopotamus is really the same family. I didn't know that. That's what I get. By the way, that's the only thing I remember from that shiur. What can I do? I'm sorry. I'll tell you. Now, I'll tell you why. The Torah ben HaShemayim part, I didn't remember all the rayas. Because, I mean, you don't talk for echad b'faneinu. You don't have any. I didn't need that part. But the other, that was like, whoa. That was. So you have to, anyways, I don't know. But the Tzvardea jumps out. Lamaisha, the Tzvardea jumps out. And in Perek Shira, it says the shira of all the different animals and different briois. The shira of a tzvardeya is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa. That's its shira, which is fascinating, because no one's allowed to say Baruch Shem. No one's allowed to say. And the reason behind this is because Baruch Shem is if this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, Baruch Shem is about Kvod Malchusa. The Kvod of Hashem is Niskala in this world. It's Niskala everywhere. How is it Nizgale? Because you Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The Malachim are allowed to say it loudly because you look at a Malach, wow, you see Kavod Shemayim. We, not so posh, it says the Ramchal, a person, is not every second you look at him, this Gilu Kavod, so we have to say it quietly. But a Tzvardeya, that's its job, that's what it does. So that's what a Tzvardeya does. But Akolponim, in this Gemara, it was the Malami, back to the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer says Nifla, he says, if the Tzvardeya was a nes, one big Tzvardeya was a nes that came out. So it was a nes. It was a new Tzvardeya that never was there. Hashem created this new Tzvardeya, so he created it, programmed to jump into hot ovens. You can't learn anything out from there. You can't learn anything. That's a Tzvardeya. So there was a special Tzvardeya made 1 year and one type to jump into ovens. Well, That was Elizabeth Zartaina. He says, no. He says, that's not the pshat. It was the regular Tzvardeya. One Tzvardeya came, it was Shoyrek, and it called all the Tzvardeya Misoif Oilam that were all there already. It wasn't new. So you see from here that it was a natural thing that the Tzvardeya was able to be Masig. This is Ratzon Hashem, we're doing it. So you could also learn out from there.
So Rabbi Kiva doesn't have to make all this.
So that was Elizabeth Zartaina's Taina Rabbi Kiva. He said, you're saying a pshat. He says, Malach Eitzel Agoda, I don't like your pshat. Why? Because you're taking away the whole limud in the parsha. The way you're darshan, you just took away the whole limud. We can't learn out any. It's a nifladik pshat. Nifladik pshat. The boy said, this is a similar. There's always two shitas in Brisk, Chaim Shulevitz, in Chumash. Vitzu uplearn in Kashas had a yinza. There's many examples of this. One of them was the Levaya once of an Adam Godel, and Chaim Shulevitz was Maspid, and he said there were three times in the Torah it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Rashi, so says Rashi. Rashi doesn't bring Mila. I said Rashi. Now, I said this more. Rashi brings me Noach, Mitzrayim, and Misas Moshe. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means that when by Noach, when they're going to say, we heard Noach sing, we're not going to let Noach go on the table. When Hashem said, try to stop. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, broad daylight. I'm not going to sneak in middle of the night. Broad daylight, let's see you try to stop. Yitzias Mitzrayim, I'm not in the night. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Mitzrayim is going to try to stop, let's see. By Misas Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael is going to try to stop it. Nothing doing. Rekab Chaim Shalevitz, Bishleim are the first two. There's a Havamina they can stop. Don't let Noach go. By Mitzas Moshe. What do you mean? Even if you try to stop, how are you going to stop the Malachim? How are you going to stop the Misa? What are you going to do? What's the try to stop it? So he answered, Zetman Fando, the Koyach of Tefillah. Klal Yisrael would have davened and not let. That was his drasha. You see the koyach tefillah that you could stop, you could hold back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there were some times that you're right, kaviyochel, you're going to hold me back, but afterward, the Brisker Rav got up. The Brisker Rav said, "Dachz me a different pshat." He said, "Pshat is how could they hold him back? Because it says va'olo al roish ha'hara zeh umus. The din was that the misa had to take place on top of the mountain. So Klal Yisrael would surround the mountain, not let him up. What's hotas tefila physically? It's a pshat in Brisker Rav. So Chaim Shalevitz once said, lav dafka about this pshat, about others." He said, he didn't say it on this pshat, but a different pshat of the Brisker Rav. It was in a nice way of klach eitzel zvochem u'menochos. But it wasn't on this pshat, it was a different pshat. But I remember, I always wondered what the nekuda was. I was like, oh, we learn Brisker Rav, it's ganz fine. It's gvaldik. All the Brisker Torah, what's the nekuda that I'm chayim? The Nakuda was Fidus Ksam Saif, I understood it. It's good trouble. Sometimes you take out the whole, you take out, there's no limudim, you can take out all the Musa. If you go with the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav, you're not going to have Chaim Shalevitz Alator, you won't have that Saifer. It's all about Kashas and bringing out Divrei Musa. So I was able to, it's a Mordei Ksam Saif, but Akoponim, I'll leave off with one more thing. This is a nekuda. There's another Emes Liankiv that over here in Parshas Vayera. He says, you see, there's a lot going on here in Mitzrayim with Kishuf. That was the Eretz that Rashi brings down. The Medrash says they knew Kishuf, all different types of magic and Kishuf. And comes Moshe Rabbeinu into Mitzrayim. It was Vezel Umazeh. So, and Kishuf was a real koyach. It was a koyach of how to do of koyach atuma, using the koyach atuma. Before I mention the Emes Liakiv, I feel a choiva to say over my Zayda's vort, my mother Zayda. From the Noyim Elimelech. I said it over recently, not from here, from Be'er. Noyim Elimelech says a Tyre Vort over here. Okay? He was a Lamdan also, by the way. I think he was a Lamdan also. He says like this, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron Lamor. Ki yedaber aleichem paroi lamor. When you're going to come to Paroi, he's going to say to you, Tinu lochem moifes. Tinu lochem moifes. Vamartel Aaron kaches matcho v'hashlech leparoi v'yehi tanin. It's going to turn into a tanin. And then they came. Vayovei Moshe v'el Aaron. They did it. They threw the matter down. So what happened? Turned into a tanin. Vayikra paroi l'chachomim. Vayikra gam paroi l'chachomim l'machashim. Vayasu gamim. Vayashlichu ish mateu. They became taninim. Vayechazak leparoi. So I'm going to say over two of the kashas that he asked. Kasha number, what's the lashon tenu lochem moifes? What should it say? Tenu lanu moifes. You make it for me. You can't prove yourself. Hashem sent you to take out the yid. Give me a sign. Give me a moifes. He didn't say tenu li. He said tenu. What's tenu lochem? Like the lashon is when a novi, in the parish of novi, that a novi emes comes, he has to do. It says v'hoye ki yitin lochem. When he'll make a moifes for you, not for him. What's Pari's going to say? When Pari's going to say, that's his kasha. I'm not saying you can't answer it, but first enjoy the kasha and think about why you never thought of it. It's a good kasha. Kasha number two, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu made the matter into a tanin. Then Pari called his mechashim. Not only his mechashim, the Medrash says, Vayikra gam Pari, gam ez mar be'ishtoy. Pari said, I don't even need the big machashvan. Even my wife can do that. Pari said, wait, you're bringing that into Mitzrayim? What, this? We knew this when we were a kid. The ladies could do this. So he shlugged it up. Next pasuk, Vayechazak Lei Pari. What's Vayechazak? Vayechazak is mashma. There's something here. But he stood his ground to say, no. There's nothing here. Those are two kashas. So he said like this, Zokter, what's the difference between kishuf, if you take a matter, you change it into a tanin, if it's kishuf, or if it's a real moifes from Hashem? What's the difference? Both of them. He says like this, the difference is, from everyone who's looking, you won't be able to differentiate. But the one who's doing it, if it's kishuf, so everyone else who sees it is like, wow. But the one who's doing it, there's no hispilus, because he knows the kishuf, he knows how to do it. It's like a magician, right? Rabbi said, what makes a magician, a good magician, the best magicians were actors. It wasn't just the tricks. It was an act. You have to put on a show that you imagine a magician gets on the stage and he starts doing great magic tricks and he's no expression, he's expressionless. It doesn't have the same effect. Because listen, obviously there's something going. So what they do is they themselves act like it's a spineless, like even I don't know how this is happening. That's part of the act. So says the Noyim Elimelech, I added that in. Says the Noyim Elimelech, by Kishuf, the one who's doing it, Hotnishkin is spineless. Mashenkin, if it's a Moifetz from the Hashem, there's absolutely no difference from the one who's doing it or everyone else. It's a Zedlika Moifetz. So Mele Paris said like this, Kishuf, we're good at. Tenu Lachem Moifetz. I want to see, he had a good eye, Pari. When you do this, you're going to have the same spineless that everyone else over here. That's what I'm looking for. The spineless on you. And he could detect it. Not an act. The kachava. It was a moifes, not only for everyone else, for Moshe also. Tenu lachem. It was a pure moifes. So Mele, when Pari, Mele, that's the lashon tenu lachem. The second kasha. Why do you need a chizuk alev? The answer is because when Pari brought in the mechashvim, that was kishuf. They knew how to do it. There was no spineless from them. So Pari was a big maven. He saw that this is kishuf. That's not. That's why he needed a chizuk alev. That's why he needed a chizuk alev. Rabbi Say, this is a tayir vort. It's a good vort. But there's a limud over here. Rabbi Say, there's a limud over here from this Noyim Elimelech, which is, if you want a real, I always say this, if you want to give over Torah, Hashkofa, whatever it is, you have to be convinced 100% in the Emes Sheboi before you can give it over to someone else. If you're living by it and it's emes and it's real by you, and you have the same, like when you say for a good shtickel, if it's really good, you have the same aspilus like everyone else. It's the same aspilus. It's not me convincing you into something. It's like, look at this. Isn't this moyridic? Unbelievable. This aspilus that comes out, that's how lima da tayra. That's how it goes over. The Chosid Yaivitz and Ovis, he says, Haskein atzmecho lilmoy toira v'dama lahoshev apikoiris. It's only after the Haskein atzmecho you'll be able to dama lahoshev. It doesn't just mean simply learn up and know the answers. No, not just know the answers. It should be so emes by you that you don't have to sell toira. Not something that you have to convince and sell. This is real. The real zach, you don't have to sell it. Kishuf, you have to sell. But the real deal, you don't. You just sit down, like, learn with me. Learn with me. That's it. I want to be Messiah. Everybody says, I want to be Messiah. There's a very important shtickel in the Emes Liyakiv that he says, how come today we don't have kishuf? Once upon a time, it was real. It was kishuf. It was Shadim and all different Zachim. Why? What happened? What happened that we don't have it? So he says an unbelievable Yesod. He says, Bizman of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was Nevuah in the world, Nevuah, it was Nevi'im who heard the Koyel Hashem. So then, Le'uma Zeh, the Koyach HaTumah always has to have equality. If there's just Nevuah, His cheshbon is, it has to be equal. Because if there's just Nevuah, there's no Bechira. So there has to be something on the other side, like Kishuf, that, oh, there's Nevuah here? Look, there's also Kishuf. When Nevuah was Poisek, he works it out. When Nevuah was Poisek, the Iker Koyach HaTumah of Kishuf snapped. But there was still a Baskoil. Even after Nevuah, there was something called Baskoil. So there was still like Shadim, Dibuk, and as the Yeridas Hadaris went, the Koyach HaTumah and the Koyach of Nevuah always has to be the same. He brings down that I wanted to say over the story, but not enough time right now. But no one knows it, Mistama. The famous story with the Dibuk, with the Chofetz Chaim. In the time of the Chofetz Chaim, a person came to Radin and with his daughter. And there was a Dibuk. A Dibuk is basically a neshama that's being punished, that's not being let into Shemayim, not in Gan Eden, not in Gehenim, and has to be like a ruach that goes around this world being chased every second by terrible malachei chabola. And he has to hide in certain places. So this Dibuk was in a horse, and Chet, the horse died, and then he jumped into a girl, a 14-year-old girl. And the reason they asked, and he could talk. You don't want to talk to the Dibuk, what I say. But you walk in, anyone who walked in, and the Dibuk said, I'm not talking to you, because he would list all the averis he did. It's all on your forehead. Person's forehead. He was able to... It was tremendous, tremendous bushes for people who went in there. He just rattled off. He said, you're coming to look at me? You know better than me. You did this, and you did this, and you did this. But it was a ruach tumah. The girl was on the floor. Bekitzer, she drank water without making a brocha. The Dibuk was in the water, and she didn't make a brocha, so he was able to go into her guf. Bekitzer, the father brought the daughter to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wasn't sure. So the Chofetz Chaim says he doesn't want to be Isaac in it. So they said, what should we do? So he picked 10 Talmidim of his, and he told them how to get rid of the Dibuk. One of them was Rabbi Chanan. There were 10... It's brought down in Rebbe Chanan book, in the Chofetz Chaim book, Mor Yisrael, the story. But then it says there, the conversations, it's quoted, different questions. It says there were Rebbe Chanan, he didn't want to look at Rebbe Chanan, because a Russia can't look at a tzaddik. But it was Rebbe Chanan, and they asked the Dibuk, what do they hold of Rebbe Chanan? No, they asked the Dibuk, what do they hold of the Chofetz Chaim? And he said, the Chofetz Chaim is a kleina tana. And they said, why? Because of his hasmada. Not his shmir saloshin, his hasmada. Interesting. But they asked him about different people. Some he answered, some... it's all brought down, different things. Bekitzer, at the end, they got it out. And Rebbe Chanan was there. And Rebbe Chanan said that this is probably the last D-book. The last or one of the last that's going to be. That's a Rebbe Chanan. That's the end of the story there. That's what Rebbe Chanan said. It's not, you know, which was. I was happy I saw this, because in the last elections over here in Eretz Yisrael, the last were very aggressive over here. Not only by the friar, by the frum, but there's aggressive elections. So one of the parties had a video, a clip they were sending around that one of their rabbonim was getting rid of a D-book. And just, it was like, that was their election clip that they, it's true, it was one of the Sfaradish Rabbis was they had, I didn't see it, it didn't interest me, but I heard it. But, I was asking, is it a real thing, or, so first of all, it doesn't make a difference, it's not a reason to vote for someone, because they can get a difference, in my opinion, not. But besides that, the Chofetz Chaim said, so Reb Yankov is coming to say pshat in the Chofetz Chaim. How did he know? Because the Chofetz Chaim... How did Reb Chanan know this? Reb Yankov Kamenetsky is coming to say pshat. How did Reb Chanan... Because the Dibuk is also a koyach hatuma that's not me'al mahadein. It doesn't work, but it can only be here if you have major Talmidei Chachomim on that level. Koyach. So as it's going down, in our times, we don't have that. So it can't be. Now I'm just going to end off with this. Why is it that the tumah and the they always have to, if it's kishuf, there has to be nevuah. Shadim and other things, there has to be a baskoil. And today, where we don't have nevuah, we don't have baskoils, we don't have the ruach hakodesh moifia and the beis medrash, you can't have that tumah. Why does it have to be equal? So I said, I'm telling you my take on this, which is I think is right. Is because if this tumah in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us the koyach to combat it. Let's say there would be only kishuv today, real mechashev, that can do things that are lamalim and ateva. How it would be quite difficult. We don't have neviim with nisim. So when there was kishuv, there had to be nevuah. They must. The regular that there's no nevuah, you can't have that. There always has to be a koyach hatayra equal to the koyach hatumah. Ze leuma ze bor elikim. You choose, but it always has to be equal. So I thought to myself, that's why today there can't be anything like, that's what Yankov is pointing out, there can't be things that work shaloikid gidri ateva with dibuk, and if we don't have that on the koyach hatayra. Okay. But we have something else today in the koyach hatumah. We have the Yetzer Hara today that's not normal. The Yetzer Hara is so accessible and so great, more than any generation that goes on from Sheishis and Mebereishis, the tithes and the things that we need and we want. Where's the Zela Umazeh? What do we have on the Koyach HaToiv and to combat all that? The answer is Poshut. The answer is, as the Doiras go on, Torah became so much more accessible. Not only more accessible, but I'm not only talking about the Daf Yomi that became so accessible, but Lamdas. To get into a sugi with juicy Lamdas, you don't have to go to the European yeshivas. You just open up a Reb Shmuel, a Reb Elchanan, a Stipler, an Oyel Torah. Now they have all the svarim on chakiris. You can buy a sefer with the 100 most popular chakiris. Divrei Torah for your Shabbos table. Lamed. It is so easy to get into juicy lamdas today that has never been that way. It has never ever been so successful. Once upon a time, even a Gemara, you wanted to get in with the Stadim with alumnus, you had to sit with Rishonim, find the raid. Once upon a time, Rabbi Yisai, there's a Yid, Pinchas Zalavansky. He was the son-in-law of Chaim Kreiser, Pinchas. He was the Rosh by us. He was our Shailam Eshiv in America's Atayra. Pinchas Zalavansky. So he needs a full Shleim. He's not well. He was a Yid. Like, I remember once I went over to ask him, Where's the ktsois? He told me over there's a ktsois on Kotchum. I said, where's the ktsois? He starts looking and looking. I said, you know, there's maftechas in the back, if you could. He said, what? They made maftechas? So he said, I asked him once, what was the raid? Like, when you learned in yeshiva, where were the raids for? The Achiezer, the Oinig Yomtif. I could try opening up an Achiezer and Oinig Yomtif and building a sugi from there. That's how they did Achiezer, or the Yom Tov, and because they were able to, but today, the Eibishter is Gam Be'eretz Oivim, Loi Ma'astim V'loi Ga'altim, the Yester Chazanish. Gam Be'eretz Oivim, Loi Ma'astim V'loi Ga'altim. Look at us in the Golas. Who do we have? The Medrash says, what does it mean, Loi Ma'astim? I gave them Mordechai V'Esther, I gave them Shimon HaTzadik. In each Golas, I gave them. So the Yester Chazanish, who's today? Where's the Shimon HaTzadik? Where's the. He said, the Eibishter gave us the Ktsois and the Nesivas. That's what the Chazan is said. That's the Loi Ma'astim V'loi Ga'altim. So it is this. Okay, let's have a good Shabbos.
Me and the Shver, every Shabbos. 2 weeks' time, we will just go over the first possible Eibishter power in itself. Mishnah.
Thank you.
Yeah.